Hey, lovely people, and welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. With me today, I have none other than Chris Miles. He is definitely not a stranger, but has been here before. However, we're going to talk about a different topic today, and we're going to bring you some more educational knowledge so you could be aware of some of the info that's coming down the pipe, because you could definitely take it and apply it. But before we do, for those of you that are new to the space, I want to share a little bit more about who Chris Miles is. So here we go. Chris Miles, the cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, is a leading authority teaching entrepreneurs and professionals how to get their money working for them. Today, y'all, he is an author, podcast host of the Money Ripples podcast, and he has been featured in US News, CNN Money, Entrepreneurs on Fire, Bigger Pockets, and has a proven reputation with his company. Money Ripples, getting his clients fast financial results. In fact, his personal clients have increased their cash flow by 300 million, my bad, y'all, in the last 13 years, y'all. And if that doesn't want you to shake up and get moving, I don't know what's going to cause you to. But without further ado, I want to welcome the man behind it all, who is doing some big things in this space that you need to be keen on learning so you could allow your money to work from you, so you can have, you know, that comfortable lifestyle that you want without worrying about scratching your head. Am I going to get laid off? Do I have enough money to sustain my family? Do I have enough money to do this? When you could allow money to work for you and not you work for money. So without further ado, let's welcome Chris Miles.
Hey, so good to be here again.
Yes, likewise, Chris. I'm just so glad that you reached out and wanted to come back on. And last time, I think we did rapid fire. So if you're up for either another rapid fire 10 question game or an icebreaker, I'll let you choose, so you could connect with the seasoned listeners as well as the new ones.
Yeah, let's try the rapid fire. Sounds fun.
Okie dokie, y'all. We're playing rapid fire with Genesis and Chris. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Question number one, your background says live your life now, not tomorrow. How important is that to you?
Well, very, because I'm not the type of person to hang stuff up on a wall. So, so obviously it meant a lot, but it's a pretty big thing. I'm not all about never planning for tomorrow, but I am definitely about never delaying and saying someday all the time, to the point where you procrastinate and someday becomes never. Right? I like it to be today so we can actually see that benefit in case we're not here tomorrow.
Yes, love it. Number two, name one investment that you thought was stupid, but it actually gave you a great ROI.
You know, it's probably the one that it lost me money, but then I made money because of the wisdom it gave me. The stupid investment was actually putting equity in my house. Where I was paying down my house and trying to build that equity up. And then when the recession hit, what ended up happening is that, of course, the prices came down. I ended up having to short sell the house. They wouldn't take the offer because it was Lehman Brothers and they were jerks back then, before they went out of business. And so ended up, I had to foreclose on that house. So all that equity I threw in there, gone, evaporated. But because of that, and since then, I've kept my cash liquid. As a result, I've made millions of dollars since then. So it's kind of that pain that became my gain.
I like that. The pain that became your gain. Question three, for anyone that is looking to invest, name one area that you think they should invest in.
First and foremost, in themselves and their education. I mean, I don't want to sound cliche because everybody says that, right? But it's true. Someone can try to invest in something, but they have no clue what they're doing. They're just going to screw it up, right? It's not about working harder. It's not about working smarter. It's about working right. And so my advice I'll give you, though, if you want to invest in the right place, is not just invest in your education, invest in the right education that's done with the right people. And the right people, the mentors that you should look for, are those that have been there, done that, and still doing it today, the very thing you're looking for. That's the key.
Question four. What's one word to describe you, Chris?
I'd probably say caring. Okay. You know, like I really give a crap. I care a lot, sometimes more than I think people realize. I might sound logical, but I deeply care to the point that even though I could be retired and not do any of this right now, it's because I care and because I get pissed at what I see happening out there and I want to change the world that way. That's what keeps me going.
Question five. What led you to start Money Ripples?
Yeah, it was actually my second business, right? I'd had a partner in another business before, one that eventually became Wealth Factory. But I remember I was looking for a way out, and I was out jogging one day trying to think of a name for a company. I was thinking like cash flow this, cash flow that, or something. Couldn't create it, you know, couldn't find the right thing. And then I went to the vision of really what I was trying to accomplish. And I was thinking about people I'd already helped. I'd already helped several hundred clients at that point. Some of those people that was part of that 300 million you mentioned. And I remember one couple in particular that was from North Dakota, and they freed up $6,000 a month. And that first 6,000 bucks, they went and bought a $6,000 four-wheeler. And I remember the wife telling me, she's like, "You don't understand, because I know Dave Ramsey would hate this, Chris," and he is, he's a jerk. But she's like, "But understand, like that $6,000 four-wheeler, that 6,000 bucks gave my husband permission to stop working 5 or 6 days a week. He actually is taking time off to and take weekends with the family. My kids got their father back and I got my husband back." Nice. And I remember thinking about what kind of ripple effect that creates, not just for that family, but also for the kids, creating a new pattern, a new model for them, for their kids, and how that would help the community and ultimately across the world, and that ripple effect that it creates. And that's when it hit me, Money Ripples. And that's where the name came from.
I like that. And look at the substance behind that, how your client back then helped you formulate the name of your business. Questions?
They didn't even know it.
Did you reach out and send them a thank you card and let them know, "Hey, by the way"?
Actually, after sharing that story, I think I might. I'm kind of debating. It's like, do I message them on Facebook? Do I tag them? I wonder what I should do here.
I think you should, because you just never know how that could brighten up their day, and it could be that whole 360 feedback there.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Question six, favorite color?
Favorite color is green.
Question seven, are you a coffee, tea, or neither drinker?
I'm actually neither. Although if I had to choose between two, I'd pick tea, but I typically drink a lot of water. I'm like guzzle a lot of water because I'm a runner, I'm a marathoner.
Ooh, okay. Question eight, what's one tip you would share with someone who's interested in running a marathon?
Start. I would suggest this. If you're looking to get trained, look up the app called Run with Hal, as in H-A-L. Great app that I use. There's also like Couch to 5K apps and stuff, but just start with an app. Just start getting out there and doing it. Start with walking and running, and you can build up eventually to keep running if you like it. If not, then don't do it. It sucks.
I love that. So Run with Hal, H-A-L, or the Couch to 5K.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be great. Great apps to use.
Question, we're on eight, right? Or nine. Keep me honest here.
Oh, I can't remember now. It's eight or nine. Yeah.
We'll just do eight, y'all. So question eight, if you could be any fruit, what would you be?
You know, the one that popped out, maybe it's just because I'm craving Hawaii, but pineapple came up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's kind of like, it's like exotic, but super sweet. And it's just, I don't know. You feel like you can never tire of it.
Pineapple. Okay. Question nine, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh man. I would probably say for me, it'd probably be something like more like mental powers, like psychokinetic, something like that. You can move things with your mind. Yeah, exactly. You know, somewhere like, you know, somebody really strong could come along. It's like, nope, see, yep, you're gone.
Swipe left, swipe right. And question 10.
Superhero Tinder.
It is our pass or play question, and here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed and you could ask me a question. If you play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are we passing or playing?
Let's play.
Okay, last question here. What are What is something that Money Ripples does to give back to the community?
Well, you know, just a few months ago, one of my friends, he started up a kind of a, what would you call it? It's more like a educational home for children in Guatemala. And I don't know, like that guy, I mean, he was just starting from scratch. He cares about those kids so much. He actually helps them out because if they're a woman, they usually go to prostitution, or if they're a guy, they usually go into gangs or drugs or something like that. And his whole thing is to get them educated, get them off the streets, and get them to higher education, even in the US and places like that. And so just seeing his progress and how much he's done, I said, you know what? I got to donate to that. So Money Ripples donated about $6,000 to that charity just recently.
Wow. And what's the name of the charity?
I wish I remember. I just remember his name. And I just donate to it. But okay. I should know the name of the charity just so I could promote it better.
Well, when you find out, just let me know. And then we could just ping or put a blast out there in case anyone else wants to stand in solidarity and give to that mission to really help those folks down in Guatemala with education and et cetera. So thank you for playing Rapid Fire, Chris. Now today we're going to switch gears and focus on a different topic. As I mentioned earlier, is how to monetize your unique niche in business. Because I feel like so many people have certain things that they're good at, but they're not really monetizing it. Or like people want to pick their brain, but they don't necessarily want to pay for the knowledge that they get from that individual, even though they take the knowledge and go out and monetize it when it wasn't actually their idea or their conception. So let's help them understand today, how can they take their unique niche, their area where they're a SME, subject matter expert, and really monetize it, because that is something that people are reaching out to them for, whether it's coaching, whether it's consulting and business matters, whether it's something in arts and craft, like a product or services. Let's break that down. So first, let's talk about what it means to be unique, because some people may think, oh, what I'm doing is unique, when in actuality, it may not necessarily be unique because there's a sea of people doing it. So I want to break it down to the granular, and then let's put it back together. How about that?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. So what does it mean to be unique?
Well, unique is, the truth is, you already are unique, right? I mean, this is the problem that most people have. Like you mentioned, like there could be a whole sea of people. Let's just say someone's like into health coaching, for example, right? I mean, there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of health coaches around the world. However, there is no one that's just quite like you. No one has the same set of, the combination, I should say, of strengths and abilities, combination of passions, values, and experiences that makes you who you are, and therefore gives you a unique way to solve that problem. Because the key thing you got to remember, like, see, when people try to tell you that just do what you love and the money will follow, it's really a disservice to people. It's kind of a lie, really is, because you could be doing something you love and you could be broke, right? I mean, some people love to sit on a beach. Doesn't mean they're going to make money, right? It's not about that at all. It's really about, how do I go about serving people, solving problems, or adding value in such a way that money is just a natural byproduct? And so you have to always come back to the person, right? So how do you uniquely solve it? Give you an example. Actually, just before doing this interview, a friend, I was in a mastermind group and a closed group on Facebook, and I know him, I've used his services before. And he asked me, he's asking everybody, saying, listen, my business is down. We do great stuff for people and producing, you know, video content and things like that, but people are starting to fire me left and right. And I don't know why. He's like, we're really good at what we do, but even the people we got great results for are even firing us to go and get an internal team, an internal video team to hire full time. What do I do? Like, what's going on? Are you guys seeing this? And there's a lot of good ideas thrown around. And my advice to him was, well, first, really start to ask what these people are wanting. Because if they're hiring a full-time team, it could be like, for example, like we hire people outside too to do our production for our podcast, our Money Ripples podcast, and then we do YouTube videos and such. But like, for example, turnaround time. If I have to send them a project 2 weeks in advance to make sure it comes out on time, where if I hired somebody internally, they could turn around in 24 to 48 hours, that speed, I'm willing to pay for that speed, for that convenience, right? Say, ooh, you know what? This topic came out. It's a hot topic. Bump it up. I couldn't do that with that other company. It would make them freak out, you know? So things like that, like how can I be more efficient with it? And so what my advice to him was, don't just be a typical video content editor, be more, right? Find something you can do that's better. Somebody gave the idea, said, what if he went and actually started training people to hire those in-house people? So instead of seeing them as a competition, what if he's the one that trains the people that they bring on full time, right? And then he gets paid for that too. In fact, my whole setup came from guys that set up somebody else's podcast studio. I said, how can I hire you? The guy that hired them charged me 15 grand to set up the studio, you know? Like, that's brilliant. That's how you can use your niche to make more money, is find out what it is that you have to offer that really nobody else can, using your combination of gifts and passions and your values and your experiences in a way that makes you, you. That's the best way to do it.
I like that. And it doesn't take a side or anything from what they're already doing, because it's something that is already crafted and rooted in them. So all they're doing is really packing it up in a nice way and presenting it to their end users and the people that would be able to benefit for what they do have to offer. And it's also getting outside of their day-to-day pipeline, because sure, the people in your circle already know what you're doing, and some of them are going to pay you, but are they going to pay you consistently? And how do you move from that small group of people to a big group of people? And I'm going to put myself here on, you know, the platform, because I've been at this podcasting thing for a while. I think I'm at 700 and something episodes, and I'm losing track of counting, but I will definitely know the number later on. So whenever you see the Gems podcast, what comes to your mind, and what are some of the ways that you think I could improve and become better? Because I'm always going to put myself on a pedestal, but I'm also going to put myself in a position where I'm going to be able to learn and grow.
Yeah, you and I are in a similar boat that way, because I'm about 750 episodes on my podcast as well, you know, and I'll tell you, like, for me to get that traction, it required me to do some deep work, like inner work. And I don't mean to have to sit there and meditate for 500 hours, anything like that, but you could, right? But you know, it was really just what's really in your heart. You know, it's one thing to like interview people, right? And there's so many people out there with podcasts. We know that, like, it's saturated, but it's another thing to get people from a more emotional connection level. You know, I think that's the thing. And I forget this a lot. Like, I was always, especially in the beginning, I always thought, and I'm not saying you do this, because I love how you do your show, but in the beginning, I was just like, okay, here's my how to do this. Here's how you make more passive income. Here's how you can, you know, make more money. Here's how you can, you know, pay off your house faster or get out of debt faster or do this or that. You're like, I have all these different things. I'm like, here's how you do this, you know? But what's amazing is often the shows that stick with people that they want to share with others is the one where I share a vulnerable personal experience, to the point where I have one guest on my show per week, but then I have one with just me, and I share my own experiences and things like that. And it allows people to connect with me more, and they feel like they're part of that journey. And I'll tell you, it also changed for me too, when I started calling my followers Ripplers, because I realized that I wanted to attract people just like me, not just because they're cool. I mean, that's true too, but I wanted people that stood for something more than just the status quo. And so that, you know, when I talk about my vision, you know, that having that vision and what do you stand for? What are your values? And what's really important to you? When I started to tell them, like, listen, it's not about getting rich and living your life now and having passive income today. It's about living a rich life where you, as you start to become more blessed financially, have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you, that community, and ultimately across the world, right? And I started just calling them Ripplers, and it stuck, right? And now I'll sometimes hear people, even people that interview me on their show, they're like, hey, I've been listening to your show for a few years now. I'm one of those Ripplers, you know? And it kind of creates an identity, you know, kind of a that sort of thing. So I think that's where you start to get to the point of how do you really create that connection with people, right? Not just be a company or even just a brand. Like, instead, it's actually something much more where you become you. And this is just an extension of you.
Yes. And I like the fact that you said that you've just started to be vulnerable, because y'all, I think each one of us has a point in our life where whenever we share our vulnerability, you never know how the person next to you, behind you, or around you can connect with that vulnerability, and they may have gone through something similar, and now there's a linkage there. But I also like how you call them ripplers. So I was like, oh, I'm over here thinking like, oh, should I call y'all diamonds? What's up, my diamonds? Because we're like gems. And that also makes them feel like they're part of the community, and they're not just listening to the content, they're in the content, meaning that they're taking what they've heard, they're letting it marinate. And, you know, they're part of that community, that tribe of ripplers, and they're supporting not just you, but the guests that you have on, and et cetera. So it's like that synergy there. So I like that. And I also like the fact that you mix it up, you between interview styles and you, which you and I are similar there, because I do just me when I just want to get on and talk down and dirty with whatever's going on in my world, or just bring in an interview style. But I also like the fact that you say, just be you and connect with the audience, because there's so much fluff in the world today. People don't want to hear the fluff. They just want you to be real. Hence, there's a new app or platform, however you want to call it, called Be Real, where you just kind of take a snap of what you're doing in the moment, because so many people were just hopping on these filters or whatnot. And hopping on the filters, everyone's using a filter, but does that make you unique if you're seeing the same thing but just with a different lens? I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I agree. I think, well, here's one secret I've learned in marketing and business, is whatever everybody's talking about in business for marketing, don't do that. It's actually the same philosophy I have with investing. You know, when everybody says, oh, this investment's the thing to do, oh, you should be buying Bitcoin right now, that's how I knew it was time to sell my Bitcoin, right? The little bit that I had. I'm not a big fan of Bitcoin, but same thing, like when people tell me, oh, real estate's bad right now, I'm like, oh, that means I need to buy more. If you realize that the status quo, the ordinary people get ordinary results, and usually it's not good results, then you want to do the opposite. So I realize like AI is a big thing with marketing right now. Everybody's like, oh, I can do more content creation. And it's true. You can make it so much easier. Where I'm not a writer, AI is like a godsend, right? But I've actually been writing more since AI has been out, because I know the one thing with AI that can't do is create my personality, right? And I'm not saying I have the most glorious personality in the world, but there's experiences and things that you can connect with, again, that connection piece with people that AI just doesn't do. Like you could try to say, here, tell a joke, and it's going to say the same stupid 12 jokes, right? Like it's just not going to be the same. Your own personal connection is a thing that will make you unique, because I guarantee business owners and marketers will get lazy, and they already are. They're already going to AI to do their emails for them and do all that kind of stuff. It's all going to sound vanilla and the same. Be different. Always find a way to be different. In fact, a great book, just kind of go along with that name, it's called Get Different. It's by Mike Michalowicz. It's just, you know, a great book to kind of realize it's telling the same thing.
I love it. So be different. And when you're different, you're complementing your uniqueness, which is going to help you monetize in your business, because no one else can find what you offer. By being you, there's no one else that sounds like you, that looks like you, that acts like you. That's also part of the uniqueness in business. By, you know, not just jumping with the wave, but riding the wave and just going away from the wave is also going to help you be unique. And that also complements what you just said, not being ordinary, but being extraordinary, because extraordinary people aren't doing the same thing that ordinary people are. So whenever you are stepping outside of the status quo, people are like, is he okay? Is she okay? Yes, they're okay. They're just choosing to pave their own way, which is part of uniqueness, which is actually causing people to look at them differently. And they're going to want to be interested in learning, why are they doing that? Why are they saying that? Let me dive into that, because curiosity, you know, kills the cat, is what some people say, or vice versa. And they're going to be like, I need to dive into this. And before you know it, people will be on that bandwagon, because people are followers, and not everyone is meant to be a leader. And that does not mean that they don't have a leadership ability into them. It just means that, you know, it's not really in their wheelhouse. Can they get there? Yes. Can you get there? Yes. But what are you doing to pave the way to help other people to stand out in a way where when you stand out, you're showing your excellence and you're showing that you are you and that you were created for a purpose on a purpose. So I just wanted to share that. And Chris, I'm going to throw you an audible before we wind down because we have about 7 minutes remaining. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to share with the audience to help them truly market themselves in a unique way in their business?
I would say this. I mentioned like that connection piece is big. Come from an emotional level. And what I mean is shared experience. Talk about how it felt. Talk about how your clients or customers are feeling and share that. I think that's the biggest thing that's missing right now is everybody's trying to hack algorithms by talking about here's the how-to and here's some keywords to put in. Focus just purely on how you can connect with those people. It could be by email. It could be by social media. It could be by video. It could be by audio. Pick one that feels good for you and just go with it, right? Like I don't have to be the expert at everything. I'm not on I'm on a lot of social media platforms, but we don't put a lot of emphasis and money into most of them, just into a few, right? So focus on the thing that already works, that thing that brings in 90% with, you know, maybe the best clients or even the top 10% of your clients or even the 90% of your clients, bring in those people or use that strategy to help you keep going and just keep doing it better and just own your uniqueness. Because remember, no one can compete with you. No one can compete with you and your experiences, what you have. They can be in the same industry, but they are not you. Don't try to play their game, play your own game, and you'll find out you'll be standing heads and tails above the rest.
I love that. And I guess the other part that I want to share with you, and yes, I'm talking to you, is do a mind mapping session to really ask yourself, who am I? And do the work internally. And once you do the work internally, you're going to show up that way externally because you know who you are and not what you are or what they want you to be because you've went on a personal journey to do some personal development, some personal growth exercise to really map it out. And then as you begin to map it out, I want you to spend time in those areas, whether it's 5 minutes to start, 10 minutes, and then build upon it. Because once you start to solidify who you are and how you're rooted with yourself, everything else around you is going to make sense. And you're going to go from survival mode to thriving mode. And then you're going to really see that uniqueness come to light. And once that uniqueness comes to light, then you could, you know, copy and paste it in the rest of the areas of your life. And before you know it, you're going to be doing the damn thing. So Chris, what do you think about that?
It's true. It really is. Like I've noticed that the more I get clear about who I am and what do I stand for, if you focus just on that and make that your core, really your core values and your message and everything that you're doing, one, it gives you personal motivation, your own personal why that keeps you going even when times get tough. But two, it also attracts people just like you. And you're going to start saying, like I started saying just in a matter of years ago, where I said, oh my goodness, like these are the coolest people ever that I'm working with. I wish I could clone you. Like when you start to say that, like you realizing you're just trying to attract you. So just be the coolest version of yourself and get to know who you are and love it. You know, that's the thing. Love yourself.
Yes. And since we are loving ourselves, we're going to also love them too. So tell them how they could connect with you.
Yeah. A great way to do that is you can always just, you know, stalk me, you know, and just Google search me. You'll find me somehow. I mean, you'll mix me up with a rapper named Chris Miles. So don't do that so much, but to make it easy. Yeah, I know I'm not that kid rapper. But if you want to make it easy, you can just go to moneyripples.com. Or even on social media at Money Ripples. We even have our Money Ripples podcast on YouTube. You can check out there too.
And there you have it, Diamond. You just heard Chris Miles here on Gems Podcast. My big ask is for brand sponsors, but most importantly, for you to subscribe to the podcast and share the content with your family members and friends, because we all need to educate ourselves because, hey, If you're the smartest person in the room, you definitely need to move to another room quickly because you're not challenging yourself. And make sure that you connect with Chris. If you have any questions about the comments that he made, just ask him, reach out. Asking is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength because it's allowing you to learn and grow in the areas that you are not proficient in. So make sure you like, comment, follow, and subscribe Gems Podcast. We're on all major platforms and also on YouTube. And let me know what you like, what you don't like. Feedback is a gift, and that's how I'm going to learn and grow. So signing out, Genesis Amaris Kemp and Chris Miles.